rates. Australians are being warned not to overcommit on their mortgages just because interest rates are at record lows. Many economists believe the Reserve Bank will cut rates again before the end of the year.
But Angie Zygmunis from BIS Shrapnel says it's inevitable that interest rates will go up eventually, and that could leave some homeowners struggling to make their repayments.
In 2009, when interest rates were cut sharply after the GFC and first home buyer incentives were introduced, we saw a shoot up in prices. We saw a lot more first home buyers enter the market. But as interest rates scaled up from a variable rate of 5.8% to 7.8% over the next 18 months, 2 years, we saw that strains were put on a lot of people, and the housing market stalled completely and actually went backwards.
Angie Zygmunis there. To the markets now. Wall Street was boosted by the start of company earnings season. They're reporting those figures now, and in London overnight, the FTSE was 63 points up at its close. Looking at commodity prices, West Texas crude's trading at $103 a barrel. Tapis is at $113 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,250 an ounce. The Australian dollar is buying 91.72 US cents, 72 euro cents, and 62 pence sterling.